Teachers across Alberta will be deciding whether to go on strike after rejecting the mediator's recommendations for the next provincial collective agreement. According to results of the ratification vote held May 2-5, 81% of teachers participated in the vote and 61.99% of voters were against the recommendations. Minister of Treasury Board and Finance Nate Horner called the vote disappointing and said he hoped the OTA would return to the bargaining table soon, said in an emailed statement. The offer also included a 12% general wage increase over 4 years already accepted by other unions and their members, as well as salary increases based on a new common pay grid for all teachers in the province, said Horner. According to Horner, the offer also included increases to the Northern Allowance, a 20% increase for substitute teachers, and improvements to benefits. In an emailed response, OTA President Jason Schilling said in addition to salaries, class sizes and a lack of resources and support for student complexities are among the issues still needing to be addressed. By rejecting the mediator's recommendations, teachers have indicated that the status quo is not enough, said Schilling. Schilling said the union is now in a 2-week cooling-off period, after which, teachers will take an authorization for a strike vote. If successful, we will apply for a strike vote. These steps need to be taken before the ATA's Provincial Executive Council determines when any strike action will take place. A flowchart on the ATA's website indicates there would also be a 72-hour notice before a strike, suggesting teachers could potentially be on the picket line by the end of the month. Lakeland this week has reached out to Northern Lights School Division, Lakeland Catholic, and St. Paul Education to ask about strike contingency plans. This story will be updated as more information becomes available.